Good afternoon, mate.
Thank you very much for your time. Now, you're running 10 hours. Why? Is there a story behind this?
Yeah, a bit of a story. My girlfriend's sister, Maddie, was diagnosed with leukemia in 2019. She overcame it the first time, and she'd been in remission for about 12 months. She was on her 12-month scan, she was diagnosed with leukemia again, and she had to start her second bout with leukemia. This time, she doesn't have as much funding coming through from the government, so she has to fork out a fair bit of money for this treatment. So I thought, what better way to raise a bit of money for her than to do something pretty exceptional, and hopefully people would chip in money for it.
You're a true gentleman, for sure. Now, you're running for 10 hours. Obviously, things have changed. Are you allowed to go out of your 5K bubble? What's the plan tomorrow? For tomorrow.
So we've got to stay within the government guidelines. So I think mainly what I'm going to do is treadmill.
Yep.
And then I'm allowed for 2 hours out within a 5K radius. So I might do a bit of treadmill, jump off the treadmill, run around for 2 hours, change of scenery, and then get back on the treadmill. But yeah, I'll definitely be running for 10 hours nonstop. Nothing will change. It's mainly just the scenery that'll change.
What? I mean, why 10 hours? Was it just a number that you thought of, or was there a reason behind that?
I'm not really sure. Like, lots of people have been saying, geez, I would have donated if you said 4 hours or 5 hours, but I really wanted to try and replicate, as hard as it is to replicate someone getting treated with cancer, I wanted to replicate what they go through in a day. Because some of Maddie's treatments, she'll be hooked up to machines for hours upon hours, not seeing anyone except for the nurses, going through like some excruciating pain and nausea. So I sort of wanted to replicate as close to possible what she goes through with this 10 hours. And obviously there's a lot of athletes around the world that do things like this, and I've always been inspired by what they do. So I thought, why not do it in a non-competitive environment and just try and put myself in that situation?
I guess the next question is, how's Maddie going?
Maddie's improving. Mm-hmm. She went through a bit of a rough patch the start of last month. She was she contracted Legionnaires and developed pneumonia. So she was pretty crook, and it was a lot worse because she was in the ICU, so she had limited visitors. So she was pretty lonely for a little while, but she's now out of the hospital. She goes back every second day for treatment. She's still pretty unwell, but she's improving, and she's got a positive outlook at the moment.
Sheldon Burke joins us this afternoon. He's doing a run tomorrow to raise money for his your partner's sister. Is that the one?
Yes, yeah. Partner, sister. Probably easy to say sister-in-law.
I was going to say, could we use the sister-in-law term? I mean, I know we're allowed to do it. It is easier. Well, sister-in-law, we've got that out of the way. Sister-in-law. Now, you did have an auction that was going to be at the Golden Square Hotel tomorrow night, but obviously that has changed. Are you looking at rescheduling that?
Yeah, we haven't put a date on it just because the restrictions are obviously changing pretty much daily, so we're going to wait until we can have a full crowd and make a proper day out of it, because we'll have live music, and Renee at the Golden Square Hotel will be putting on a bit of a show for us in the back courtyard and car park.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll have a goods and services auction that has countless amount of memorabilia and football jumpers signed by full teams of the AFL and a few other goods and services that'll be there.
Well, let us know when that happens, won't you, Sheldon, so we can talk to you as well about that particular auction. Now, I guess, Sheldon, finally, what training have you done for an event like this? Because it's not like, as you say, you got the reason behind it, but especially with these cold conditions around Bendigo and Central Victoria, I can't really see the motivation there, but I know the motivation being your sister-in-law, but from a physical perspective, you wake up and go, do I really want to go for a run today?
Well, it has been hard because it was sort of around uni exams as well as work.
Yep.
So I had to try and fit exercise in between all of that. But I don't know, like I'm a footy player as well, so I know what happens in events when you don't train.
Yep.
The same as in my boxing events, if you don't train, you don't perform. So that was sort of in the back of my mind. I don't want to say I'm going to run for 10 hours, barely train, and only get 2 hours in and have to pull a pin. So, I sort of put a bit of pressure on myself to make sure I train so I can get this 10 hours out and, I suppose make Matty proud and,
Yep. Fair enough. You're a super athlete. You're a super guy as well, all for your sister-in-law, Maddie. Now, if anyone wants to donate, who's listening this afternoon, wants to donate, be it $2, $5, whatever it may be, I know you've got a GoFundMe page set up.
Yeah, I do. So it's called Run for Wingnut. You can jump online and type that into the GoFundMe page, or you're welcome to jump on my Facebook page, which is just called Sheldon Burke. And you'll be able to link through that.
And we'll also have the details up on our website as well. So please, if you've got a couple of dollars, donate to this wonderful family. Hey, Sheldon, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. And as I say, when that goods and services auction comes up and running and we're allowed to do that again at the Golden Square Hotel, let us know. We'll get you on there and we'll give you a plug with that as well.
No worries. Thanks for having me on board.
Thank you very much. That is Sheldon Burke joining us. A run for his sister-in-law tomorrow via the treadmill and also the 5K bubble. So get on the GoFundMe page. And as I say, we'll have all the details at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. It is the Sideline View.